It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
We don't actually have Paula today. We've got Chris Pink. Morena, Chris. How are you?
Morena. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for phoning in this morning. It's nice to speak to you. We've got quite a bit to get through. Big week for the National Party. Lots has been in the news. Let's start by talking a little bit about, I guess it's been the hot topic in the news cycle, which is that National has said if they're going to get back into government next election, they'd be looking into fining the parents of young people who leave school early and don't go into education or training, and that fine could be up to $3,000. Chris, why is National wanting to do this?
Well, no one likes to correct us. I have to hate to start this way, but we're looking at a lot of different things at the moment. We're just in a phase where we're sort of running a few policy ideas up the flagpole and seeing who salutes, and basically just running a few ideas out there and seeing what responses and ideas that people have. So we're not committing to anything at this stage in exactly that or you know, anything else for that matter in a related space. I guess you've got to understand that the starting point is that a lot of New Zealanders, probably all New Zealanders, truth be told, are concerned about a situation where young people might leave school early but without getting into something meaningful, when it might be education, or jobs or training or something like that. So how do we sort of enable a situation where people can do something meaningful at that stage of life without sort of slipping between cracks and needing more support later? And so, look, that's just one idea, you know, but part of the idea of floating policies or possible policies in the phase we're at the moment, which is opposition, of course, with the years to go before the next election, is that we can take on board all the comments, and you know, some of it's constructive and some of it's positive. I mean, it's all positive, really, in the sense that's the idea that you spend the time.
There has been quite a bit of criticism of this particular idea, though. I guess a lot of people have flagged that that they're worried that this kind of approach might reinforce cycles of poverty. What do you think about that, Chris?
Oh, well, look, it's definitely a fair consideration to look at. And another one might be in terms of people taking gap years and might just genuinely feel as though 12 months out at that time of their life, for whatever reason, is an appropriate thing to do. So, I mean, going back to your specific point around the poverty, though, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, the last thing we want to do is make life harder for families that are already doing it tough. But at the same time, you know, you end up with a catch-22 whereby if nothing changes, then things will continue to repeat in that generational kind of way. So how you break the cycle?
Are there not other ways we could be approaching that, though, perhaps? Like looking at more sort of, I guess, positive incentives to stay within school or to go into a tertiary or a vocational course, if that is the way, after school. Are those things that National's exploring as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a very good point. I mean, in the blunt sort of the classic dichotomy, it's carrot and stick, but in policy terms, definitely there's positive levers that can be pulled. I think that's the jargon that they use in Wellington.
Well, we might just have to move on to the next topic. Sure. Another thing that's been talked about a lot by the National Party this week is gangs and our problem with gangs in New Zealand. Simon Bridges has said they'd like to crack down hard on gangs. What exactly does that mean, and what would that look like?
Well, there's not the detail I can put around that because we're a year out and I'm way too late down in the pay scale to be announcing that kind of thing. But suffice to say, we recognise that there is a major problem with gangs in New Zealand, an organisation that by definition is set up to generate and participate in criminal activity is a problem, particularly around the drug manufacture and distribution kind of aspects. So that's something that just to put something concrete on it, because I appreciate that, you know, you do naturally arouse curiosity when you sort of start floating these things, at least as far as intentions go. So one specific thing is, for example, in the first tranche of the firearms legislation that we supported following Christchurch's atrocity, was firearm prohibition orders. So that's where basically, police would have powers to, basically act in a way that was a lot more streamlined in terms of removing firearms from people known to be gang members and acknowledged as such. So that particular proposal was not accepted by the government at the time, but I think I'm right in saying actually that they're looking at it a bit more closely now. So presumably the recent news that gang numbers have shot up quite a lot in the last couple of years might have had something to do with that.
Well, let's talk about something that's at a bit more of a national, the countrywide scale at the moment that's happening right now. So that's Tui at 250. Do you think that we should be celebrating the arrival of Captain Cook in this country? Of course, the celebrations, commemorations kicked off yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think, in general, it's always good to acknowledge history. And I think, actually, the way it's played out down in Gisborne has been really quite interesting and probably really appropriate. For example, it was interesting to see the British government, through their High Commission based over here, offer an expression of regret, I think was the term. And you want to use the words carefully because in diplomatic circles, these things mean a lot. And so National is very supportive of these things playing out in a way that acknowledges the past and good, bad and ugly, particularly because, number one, that's important in itself, but also as a basis for moving forward as a country. So I know it sounds all good, kumbaya, but I think, yes, acknowledge and celebrate, but celebrate in that pretty broad sense that, I guess, as well, that we celebrate Anzac Day, which is to honour, to remember, but also to acknowledge that, there's been an element of good and bad in it for all sides.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the past as well, because something I noticed this week was Dame Jenny Shipley, obviously former Prime Minister. She's a co-chair on the organising committee for Tuia 250, and she said we need to acknowledge the people who find the stories of colonisation still a huge burden. How do you think we can achieve this, and do you think there is a way we can achieve this through Tuia 250?
I think so, and I think it's a good comment. I mean, there's no value in shutting down anyone's perspective today about what happened tomorrow. What happened yesterday, and to the extent that affects tomorrow. So certainly, I think actually for the case of the Parliament and even the government of the day, it's about making space for people to have those conversations, and for people who feel strongly now that the historical situation has an impact on them now, then we should, be listening very carefully to that. I'm not going to suggest a particular action that arises out of that beyond what's already been happening in the treaty settlement space, but I do appreciate that it's a broader conversation. Some of it's around the language, and, we had the Te Mana Te Reo Māori, we've had that sort of acknowledged in a particular way recently, but there's no reason that can't be a feature of our cultural and educational landscape more going forward, and teaching the history in schools of New Zealand. That's a positive thing, and my party's been supportive of that recent announcement by the government.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Chris Pink. We really appreciate it. That might
thank
be
you.
All we have time for now, but thank you for phoning in.
Thank you very much. Have a great day now.
Cheers, you too.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.